Thank you, Damien. Police have been out over the weekend to keep the roads safe, and they arrested 15 people for driving under the influence in Humboldt County alone. That was the number collected by the Avoid the 8 program, and that stands for the 8 law enforcement departments that participated. The maximum enforcement period was to extend through Sunday night. Two fatal victims topped the list of numbers for the California Highway Patrol this weekend. The CHP released its numbers for the 4th of July weekend, and the Fortuna crash leads the list because it was a DUI incident and because neither victim in the crash was wearing a seatbelt. Ironically, the Fortuna crash happened just before the official start of the police maximum enforcement period at 6 o'clock on Thursday. In the crash, father and son died. A happy ending in a missing persons case in McKinleyville. The 83-year-old woman walked away from her McKinleyville home Sunday, and authorities spent the day looking for her. It happened near Lenz Lane in McKinleyville. Late Sunday afternoon, they found her in good condition on the Hammond Trail. Authorities say the woman was suffering from dementia. She was found by an animal control officer, and she'd been the object of a CHP Silver Alert, which is the equivalent to an Amber Alert for children. Through it, law enforcement agencies throughout the state are notified when such cases arise. Humboldt County deputies responded to reports of two bottle bomb explosives at McKinleyville High School. Authorities say someone called about the two devices Saturday. They were in plastic bottles with white powder inside. Explosives experts were called to investigate and render the devices safe. Authorities say homemade explosives are serious because they can cause chemical burns, loss of hearing, and blindness, and the penalty can be up to 6 years in prison for using them. Authorities have no suspects, and they made no arrests. Eureka's new city manager has an idea for a bothersome problem, those shopping carts you see parked all over the place. They're used by people who borrow them and don't give them back. And now, Greg Sparks, the new city manager, said the city is considering a shopping cart ordinance, much as that used in other cities. He talked about that on Talk Shop.
They're a blight, and they're a nuisance, and they're an expense to business to lose shopping carts. So we've really have draft an ordinance that has really three goals. One is we make it illegal to be in possession of a shopping cart off premises of that retailer's property, and allows our police department to basically immediately impound that shopping cart. We don't have to give you a 3-day notice. And then, but even just as important is to make it more difficult for shopping carts to leave property in the first place. Some kind of a prevention program.
Greg Sparks said the shopping cart plan should be before the city council by the end of the summer. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka is on the mend, say two people who've been closely watching its economic recovery. Rex Bowen is one optimist. The Humboldt County supervisor appeared on Talk Shop and said he's seeing lots of examples of local job opportunities developing.
I certainly hope so. I know we have the people that want to do it. Some people are expanding their businesses a little bit. Trucking industries, the guys seem just busier than heck. Construction seemed, everybody seems to be going both on the private and the government side. So it won't be from lack of effort by the people of Humboldt County, and hopefully they don't think they're elected officials either.
Another optimist is Betty Chin, the namesake for the Betty Kwan Chin Resource Center in Eureka. There, she provides opportunity for people to redirect their lives, and she shared her optimism recently with Humboldt County supervisors.
We had 600 clients and company in, and they use our computers for job and tech classes. We had quite a job been got a job already, and then had quite a few people been moving the house in, but we still had a lot of work to do. And this is like a beginning. because the community is so supportive of us. Time for us to work hard.
Hard numbers may tell a different story, but at least two people watching the community are in agreement. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.